Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the mountain lion that attacked a couple of dogs in Simi Valley. They couldn't find it. Well, there's been a sighting this morning. Let's go live to Simi and KMX 1070's John Baird.
The mountain lion was seen taking a leisurely stroll down a sidewalk here about 1 o'clock this morning. Simi Valley Police got a call about it. This lion does have a tracking collar around its neck, so officials think it could be an animal they call P35, one that biologists had been trying to keep tabs on, but either the batteries in the collar or the collar itself have gone dead, so they can't easily pinpoint its location. That can't be comforting news to residents here, especially after the lion injured one dog and killed another.
It's a tragedy, and it's scary because it means that there's been sightings other places in the area, so it means that he's continuing to stay in the area.
A state wildlife officer tells me they're not going to try to find the animal and relocate it because he or she could start attacking pets in another location. But if one of the residents whose dogs was attacked asked for a special permit, the mountain lion could be tracked and euthanized.
It does take a person to actually experience that type of a loss or a very much verified threat.
Authorities suggest that residents carry bear spray just in case they encounter a mountain lion, and they say if you're attacked, fight back. Live in Simi Valley, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Stolen firearm has been found on the perimeter of a campus at the Repetto Elementary School. This is in Monterey Park. School officials will have extra patrols on hand today as a safety precaution. Police say the gun came from a recent home break-in. Officers plan to run a search of the campus for other items before classes get underway.
What's being called the world's biggest sleepout happens this weekend with one of the locations locally at the Rose Bowl. It's a worldwide effort at 50 different locations and intended to raise money to help fight the homeless crisis. But as people sleep outside for the homeless for one night, the question remains, where can the homeless sleep every night? Can they sleep on sidewalks? The Supreme Court could take up that issue.
I think it's extremely important the Supreme Court take up this issue.
LA City Attorney Mike Feuer.
It's very important that everyone be able to pass back and forth on a sidewalk. Homeless people have rights and interests. We have to be balancing the rights and interests of everybody here. We want a decision that makes clear what our balance can be.
LA and other cities are urging the Supreme Court to hear a challenge of a Ninth Circuit ruling in a case out of Boise, Idaho, that prohibits punishing homeless people for sleeping on public property when there are not enough shelter beds available.
I will say, the Boise decision and all its issues about enforcement needs to be subordinate to the urgent necessity of building more shelters for people on the street right now.
Advocates for homeless people are hoping the high court passes on the case. The executive director of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty tells the LA Times the ruling rests on the fundamental principle that you can't criminalize people because of their status. In this case, it is the status of being human with no place to live. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The FAA has now acknowledged that flight paths have shifted a third of a mile south over the years in the San Fernando Valley, and it's unclear why. Flight noise has been a heated topic of conversation over recent months, especially in places south of Ventura Boulevard. The FAA says planes taking off from the Hollywood Burbank Airport are flying much closer to the foothills in the Santa Monica Mountains. Residents have been complaining about the change, but the FAA has not admitted that the change in flight paths actually happened until now.
There's a new report that outlines the worst cities to drive in, and California has a lot of them. there's a surprise, and a lot of them happen to be in Southern California.
You guessed it. L.A. made the list, coming in at number 18 alongside the Long Beach and Anaheim areas. Several factors played into the list, including painstakingly long commute times, fatality rates, and bad road quality.
It's been a long time coming. We've worked at it.
James Moore, a professor of policy, planning, and transportation engineering at USC, says maintenance tends to be deferred. State resources that are meant for transportation projects have historically been shifted to other purposes, and it costs a lot to keep roads in good repair.
If you've got only X amount of money to build roads and or repair roads, and you don't spend it all that wisely, you wind up building and repairing fewer roads.
The San Jose, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara area in Northern California topped the list. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Santa Ana have found the owner of a Costa Mesa jewelry store who was kidnapped. They say the man was seriously injured and bound with duct tape. He's being treated at a hospital. He disappeared sometime Wednesday night. Police had responded to an alarm at the store on Newport Boulevard soon after a missing persons report was filed. No details about where the man was located have been released, and investigation is now underway.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.